talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And we go to the lines themselves. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, this was really unexpected with Joe Manchin, wasn't it? And then on top of it, the guy slithers on to Fox News, wouldn't even call and speak to the president himself, did it through his staff, informed the president of what he was going to do. And I got a prediction for you, Matt. I think you're going to see him on Fox again sometime right after the first of the year, and he's going to play Kingmaker that day when he switches parties and he's sitting alongside of Mitch McConnell and making him the majority speaker again. I can see him doing it.
You know, that's a scary thought. Let me tell you something, Dick. It is true. I mean, first of all, what you say is very true. In other words, he did not take Biden's call. Biden got wind that he was going on Fox, and Biden called him. And as courtesy, you think that he would take the president's call. Or you think he would have called the president and said, Mr. President, I've just decided I'm not going to vote for it. I want to give you a heads up. But he struck in the night. He's the dirty dog struck in the night is what he did. Pelosi thinks that it's still solvable, still resolvable, because Biden was with Manchin on Tuesday. This was not disclosed before. And Manchin gave him a written proposal for $1.85 trillion. That just encompassed everything the Democrats had finally agreed to come down to in October. Biden accepted it, and Nancy Pelosi is going, well, then why don't we just go back to the House and vote that, which is slightly different from what was voted, and Manchin will come along. That's what she's saying. Now, she's setting up a good face, a brave face. You know, Bernie Sanders had a good point. He thought, why don't we just introduce this anyway and let Manchin vote against it? And explain that back in West Virginia. He does not represent Park Avenue. He represents West Virginia. My own feeling is that Nancy is saying that, put on a good public face. The fact of the matter is I don't trust Joe Manchin, and I do not think that even though he gave a guy, the president, something in writing last Tuesday, that he is going to abide by that. So we will see. We will see. As far as switching parties, Manchin's been asked that before, and he sort of hinted at it before. It would be devastating if he did, because then Moscow Mitch would be the majority leader. Moscow Mitch had shut down everything that Biden did, including ambassador appointments and everything else. Now what they do is they put in holds, they fool around, Kamala Harris has to come in to vote, and so forth. I think if Manchin did do that, I don't think he gets reelected in West Virginia. Let me tell you, there's a guy named Ben Nighthorse Campbell. Are you at the microphone, Luke? Did you say okay? Ben Nighthorse Campbell in Colorado. Ben Nighthorse Campbell is a Democrat in the Senate, became a Republican, and he didn't last very long. People don't like rats, snitches, finks, traitors. They don't like Benedict Arnolds. You are what you are. You're a Democrat. I'm a Democrat. Or you're a Republican, that's fine, but people don't like rats. They really don't. And I think if Manchin switches over and really cuts off Biden's agenda, I think that there's going to be tremendous blowback. I think he's going to lie in the weeds and just say that he's a fiscally responsible, whatever, whatever, and hope he gets reelected. But he only got reelected by 3% last time. The time before that, it was 14%. People are catching on that, you know, he's old news. He's old news. People don't like incumbents. What he should have done is voted for this, and then he should have suspended the filibuster for the one time on voting rights. HR 1, SB 1, got rid of gerrymandering. And standardized federal voting. You know, this is federal voting. This is the president and the Congress. You shouldn't let these little backwaters around the country do crooked things to try to stop people from voting. You shouldn't permit that. You should not permit it. Going back to the lines, Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jean?
Good morning, Matt. Great show. You know, I hate this, but I'm going to say it, and that is, you know, there's a lot of really crooked criminal things going on in our government right now, and a lot of them are crooked. And, boy, I hope that we have a good investigation of what the heck is going on here, you know, for a fair democracy. And what happened, you know, on January 6th. To me, I watched live. I was watching what was going on. I saw it as it happened. That was no charade. That was real stuff. This was an attack on us, the people. And I'm getting really quite maybe not so waiting for things. Just can wait so long because I think it's really frustrating to watch all the BS going on when right now the most important thing that I can see, more important than anything, and that, and more important than funding the military and other things, because we need protection in our country right now. And as they uncover more and more what that evil man did that was running our country and all the people that assisted or watched and didn't do anything to protect us from the virus, from him going after and hurting our relationships with other countries. First, he started at our borders with both of the countries that we used to communicate with and get along with. He made enemies at our borders, our ones right next to us, and then our allies in other countries. The way he lied about this virus and then spread more lies about this virus and the Republican Party that helped him with all these deaths. And they don't even
you're
give
making a good point.
Crap.
And, you know, let me say something. I'm going to give you a little kind of brighten your day. Remember a couple of things. One of them is you have people like the Liz Cheneys and Adam Kinzinger's and Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff. They are fighting. They are fighting. Nancy Pelosi set up this committee, and Liz Cheney has really hinted, and so has Adam Kinzinger, and we're going to talk about that in a bit, that Trump should be prosecuted. So that's good, number one. Number two, there's no other nice way to say this. The Republican Party is becoming a cult. The Republican Party is becoming a fascist party that has reintroduced violence into politics and has been missing since the Civil War, missing for 150 years, and they're reinstating it. And I don't say that lightly, and I've used this analogy before, and I want to say it again. The word fascist is thrown around too loosely, too loosely. Kids say it. I told the example, you know, some girl is grounded because she missed curfew and she says, my father's such a fascist and all that. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about, the Republican Party, it appears that perhaps a majority of their base has been convinced that somehow our elections were not on the up and up last time, which is false. And that's being spread by Republicans, leaders. It's being spread by Trump. It's being spread by people in the Senate, all of them. There was a gubernatorial forum in Minnesota recently running for governor, and every one of them said that there varying degrees of there's something wrong with our elections and our democracy. That is fascism. The refusal to turn over power peacefully is fascism. And that's got to be stopped. And they're doing it by reintroducing violence into the dialogue. And in fact, take a look at January 6th. Take a look at the death threats against Democrats and against election officials, against Dr. Fauci, healthcare people. It's got to stop. Gene, thanks for calling in. We're going back to the lines. Todd or Billy, my friend, from the north side of Madison. Todd or Billy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Matt, I'm just calling to implore your listeners to put the screws to Joe Manchin and call Tammy Baldwin and tell her to put the screws to Joe Manchin and call Mark Pocan and call all your representatives and tell them to put the screws to Joe Manchin. We've got to get this stuff passed.
Good idea. Yeah, and I'm going to second that, and I'm going to say out to everybody, and you can easily get their numbers on Google. And call Manchin. Absolutely call Manchin. Call Kyrsten Sinema while you're at it, because she's laying in the weeds on this thing, too. Call Tammy Baldwin. Call Mark Pocan. Yeah, call Gwen Moore in Milwaukee. Call Ron Kind. Call all of our people and say, put the heat on him. Put the screws on him. Because if you call, you're not going to talk to him directly. Sometimes you'll get staff, and be, you know, don't be polite, no obscenity, saying, I am disgusted with what he did. He's a Democrat. He's got to vote for that thing. Nancy Pelosi has said that she's going to reintroduce it the way he wanted it. Please have him vote for it. We demand it. We demand it. And then you tell our representatives, they'll get through to him personally. Just tell them we demand it. We demand it. That's the way it is. If they don't hear, the squeaky hinge gets the grease. The squeaky hinge gets the grease. The hinge doesn't squeak, it doesn't get any grease. If it squeaks, it gets grease. And that's what's happening here. You're not going to get what you want without bringing it to his attention. Tatter Billy is exactly right. And if you know people in other states and other senators, call them too. But definitely call Joe Manchin. His staff has got to know that he's been inundated with calls, and that his treachery, and you can decide how strong you feel about it. I think it is, but just let them know that there's a big Democratic base out there that is outraged with what he's doing. We're going to a break. Lines still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.